Right, I am going to give this a go for the third and final time. It's about just gone 9:15 in the morning, on first day of Indian Wells, 2014. That's the tennis tournament in Miami, US of A. I'm looking forward to when that starts, and I've just knocked the TV buttons off because I'm not quite with it. Fortunately, that's something Owen's used to. Bless him. I've got him into a routine over the past 14 months or so. Sorry, 15 months now that I've had him, then it's okay to lie in. I'm not one of the world's fittest people. Not like him, just gallop. Excuse me, sorry for the, for a good 14 minutes or so. And then the walk home, and somewhat busy and not altogether fun day I had yesterday. Oh, literally drinking enough water. So you've got a full bladder for a somewhat intimate body scan, which determined the results were normal after all that. Isn't fun time. So basically had a pelvic ultrasound, which looked at, well, the whole of my intimate area in very great detail. Shame just a normal x-ray wouldn't do it. Anyway, yesterday was a bit fraught. We'll start from the beginning. Audio boot app has been a nightmare. Just recently on my bloody phone. My phone in particular, I'm not sure why. Or other iPhone is having the same problem, I don't know. But it wouldn't let me key in the titles I wanted ready to upload and publish. Booze, as a result of which I ended up deleting the app, downloading it again. It seemed to have sorted itself out. But also, in doing that, I lost a load of drafts from over Christmas I was going to upload. Which was pity, but those of you who follow me, GDO, all uppercase J, Jeffers, uppercase R, Raffin on Twitter, which is all one word. Got someone kicking off outside now. Again. Anyway, that aforementioned was my Twitter user handle. If anyone wishes to follow me, I might start putting that in Audio Views Plus my Facebook, because I seem to go into rather too much detail about my life, my lifestyle on there, which it's okay, it's a lot better now. I've got 13-hour support. So that's that. I seem to be having a new me, 2014. I'm changing a lot about myself, doing a lot of things different. I've got 13-hour support, which means I get meander and get out a lot more and a lot further during the week. Not necessarily at the weekend. I don't have weekends. I don't normally, should I say, have weekend support. The one day I have had weekend support, I've had to cancel because well, rather too short notice, because home for my uncle's 50th. Which was eventful in itself for reasons, some of which I shouldn't really go into in the very great detail on audio boo. As I always say, DM me or private message me if you want to know any more about all that. Which I did, some people are close to me anyway, my other half, for example. He's in the picture. And it's also why I'm trying to avoid certain members of my family who are probably even closer than my other half at the moment, because being awkward, they want to still try and manage my life. But I don't want them to do that now, obviously. I'm 30. I got more support so I could be more independent and sort myself out, do what I want to do with myself. And I just want a family to be in the know. I don't want them to be on top of me. Really. Lifestyle. So that's that. Also, that's the way life is when I see them at the moment. Alex has moved flats, which oh dear, really kind of confused Erwin. Poor old Erwin, he wasn't sure where to put himself or what to do with himself when I left him with Alex for the first time yesterday evening. Basically, it was in a little bedsit like I used to be until 7 months back when I moved to this 1.5 bed, as they call it. I should really call it two. Well, especially in my case, a two-bed or even three-bed. Because I've also got a sofa bed. Or the sofa which I'm sat on now, which has got a bed inside it. Sort of a big double camp bed type thing. And a air bed in here. A sleeping bag to went and sleep up to four people if necessary. And Erwin as well. Which is two of those people, and Erwin would have to go in this room, and I'd have to go in the other room with the other person on the airbed, if the occasion arises. Anyway, so that's where Alex has moved, and he's right on top of me in number 18. Forget I said that. Yeah, that's how our building works. Yeah. Number blah blah blah. Number blank 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 dot dot dot. So that's where he is. It's kind of strange. Erwin actually keeps stopping outside all the old places we don't need to go anymore. outside the old flat which Alex was in. He's 2 doors down from where he is now. Learn it. I'm letting my tongue get away with too much. As usual. Far too many things in life I say that I shouldn't say. Anyway, that's a little bit of a random update. And a little bit of a rambling update. I'm touch wood, going back to college again. Not sure whether it will be this September or even September 2015, because they have to actually advertise for a LSA to support me on the music media course, or the business admin course, which I want to do in the sort of more user-friendly, accessible area of the college, which is really quite a big old open plan environment. What I saw of it anyway, especially where the opening evening was, which I attended yesterday. Open evening, where anyone can basically just come along and have a look. A hospitality course, which also runs in that area where the special needs students are, and we've got a door into the sort of common room, big, massive common room area, which is just through from the main reception area, so that's how I get into college if I wanted to do that, and if I could do that, and if I could get the support to do that. Business admin, hospitality / music media. Etc, etc. And I'm waffling on too much again. What else? Owen updates. He thinks now he's still putting a hell of a lot on harness and no amount of correction or steady, easy, will help. If he's going for a WALK, he will just not cooperate until he's had his run. Had a free run basically, and that really quite wearing. I'm basically weightlifting 30 kilos of really quite chunky, solid, well built Labrador, 3-year-old Labrador nearly, on my left arm. Hence, I did my left arm in at the weekend, simply by leaning on it in the wrong way. So, it's still not quite right. About 5 days on from when I leaned on it, and it was really quite painful to move it on the day I did that, so fortunately, it isn't broken. Yes. Got something to say, Erwin? He's lying with his arse towards me as usual on the floor. Little charmer. He normally eats between 9:30. Oh, he's doing a rollover. He's doing a rollover, isn't he? Do you want a wrap? Come on. Yeah, it's been show off audio booth. But not as much of a show off as he is with Alex, because. Yes. Oh, yes! Rolling around and being silly. Minus a barking and growling, which is only doing many plays at the moment, but he has found his voice just recently. Sort of random box, it's not a whole cluster of box like any most other dogs would do. It's just a single, it's quite widely spaced intervals when he does it. Sorry. He only does it when he really feels he can. He jumps about 200 feet in the air when he does. That's interesting. He propels himself across the room. Sometimes when he's barking. He's going back to the lasted food thing and the optimum weight thing. I don't know why they have an optimum weight and sort of a food allowance, as it were, with guide dogs, because I've read about the actual dog breeds. Healthy weight for male lab, Lyco, and it's between 27 kilos and 40 kilos. Over 40 kilos, he'd be fat. I don't like to say obese, but anyway, they keep going 30 kilos, no more, well, sort of a kilo over, a kilo under is okay. Owen is just over a kilo over 30 kilos. So, last weighing was 31.2. Oh dear. Which is only just over the allowed optimum working weight. Which, I need more advice on that. I need to go back to guide dogs on that. And I'm supposed to ring some lady back anyway, update her on how me and Owen are doing. So I might bring up the weight thing then. Yeah. Weight difficulties of food difficulties, where I've got him down to 120 kilos, which I'm very reluctant to increase, even to 125, because... Kilos? Jen, I'm not awake. 120 grams, even, of eukinibrate adult large breeds per serving. So he's on 240 a day of... Most treats down to 5 biscuits a day at most. Which say each biscuit weighs between 2 and 3 grams if you give him one of the bigger shapes or boneo or whatever. Something that he can stomach anyway. So he's on 5 of them a day, so I suppose he's getting 250 grams a day. And his weight isn't decreasing very much still. No, free run or even working now, he's not very good at leaving stuff alone that he finds, especially on road crossings, which I suppose is a bit not good really. He will suddenly dive and scoop it up. It's a bit of bread or something's dropped. chips or something else that he shouldn't have, and there's no getting it off him once he has it. I nearly had my middle finger took off by one of his, I thought, caught his teeth yesterday as he was bouncing around and I was trying to get the lead back on him. So I'm hardly going to want to reach into his mouth and get the thing out that he has. So that's a bit of a losing battle with him at the moment. I've got an idea. Stop him picking up bread as him spraying it with his bitter apple pet sprays. And leaving bits around for him to find that he gets a nasty taste when he picks it up. When he scavenges, finds it and grabs it. As he does. Hopefully that will shock him enough to think that bread, for him to think that bread is no-no in his diet, because he's always finding it. People, especially in the park, people feed the ducks around the pond, they leave all this stale bread lying around, and he'll totally ignore any callback attempt. Normally have to go and get him with the PA in tow. He's filling up with blinking bread, making himself more overweight. Oh, anyway, enough of that. Otherwise he's been, people think he's been a lot better guide dog than he was. He's swallowing a lot better. And then the bleeding scavenging. Despite having the whole tea on, despite having me controlling his head. There's no controlling 30 kilos of Labrador. And any limited amount of strength, which I certainly have. Which is frustrating, to say the very least. and it's exhausting as well. For me, I get to back from a good 1.5 hours walk, having been pulled by 30 kilos of lab all the way to the place where I let him off, and all the way back from the place where I let him off, or to and from the shops, or to and from wherever else we need to go, town hall, bank, etc. So I end up conking out in front of the telly on the sofa. Anyway, I've yakkily yacked on enough. Those difficulties, rather, Owens. Well, just a Labrador, really. Gorgeous boy, beautiful boy, but bit macho and rough and tumble as he gets older. doesn't listen to mummy. Well, what teenager does? Or, as I say, only just APRA teenager. He's coming up for 21 on the 26th of March. 26th of this month. Found some little third birthday pretties on there, which on Pet Planet, which I think he'll like. And of course, I won't say anything about those until he turns 3 and he has them. Yeah, I think that's stuff that he'll warm to and get along with very well. He needs a new bed, being one of them. As the bed that Guide Dogs provided us with is now cracked. Plastic bed. So I'm going to get him that and a snuggle bed, the drop down front for easy access and easy washing and all the rest of it. A soft bed anyway. Hopefully it won't chew up. Might do again, so I might use that apple spray on it so he's not tempted. Chew up soft material, or like he does with my socks and things when he finds them. If he finds them, I'm getting better at hiding them now. Now that really is it for me and Erwin update. I've gone rambling on for far too long. I'm hesitating for far too long as I think what I want to say next. Over and out. Hold your phone the right way, Jen.